Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace. You know, life can throw some pretty gnarly curveballs at us sometimes, right? We're talking unexpected heartbreak, job losses, family drama, the whole shebang. And let's be real, navigating through those storms can feel like trying to balance a stack of precariously placed Jenga blocks with your eyes closed. It's tough, but here's the thing, you don't have to go it alone. Ever felt completely overwhelmed by a difficult situation? You know that feeling when everything just feels too much, and even breathing seems like an Olympic sport? That's where support comes in. It's the anchor that keeps you steady when life throws its best punch. So today, we're diving deep into navigating trauma and adversity with a solid support system. Because trust me, having people in your corner can make all the difference between feeling lost at sea and charting a course towards healing and growth. Okay, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when you're facing difficult times. 1. Acknowledge your struggle. This one might seem obvious, but sometimes we try to bury our pain or pretend everything is okay. Newsflash, that never works. The first step towards healing is recognizing that what you're going through is real and valid. Don't minimize your feelings, allow yourself to grieve, to be angry, to feel whatever comes up. Bottling it all up just creates a pressure cooker waiting to explode. 2. Seek out your tribe. Think of your support system like your personal superhero squad. These are the people who know you best, who celebrate your wins and hold your hand through the tough stuff. They might be family members, close friends, a therapist, or even a support group. Remember, reaching out doesn't mean weakness, it means strength. It takes courage to be vulnerable and ask for help. 3. Communicate openly and honestly. Don't be afraid to share your feelings with your support system. Tell them what you're going through, how you're feeling, what you need. Remember, they can't read your mind. Clear communication is the key to building a strong support network. Sometimes just saying things out loud helps process them, even if it feels scary at first. 4. Set boundaries. This one's crucial. Even with the best intentions, people can sometimes cross boundaries or inadvertently add extra stress. It's okay to set limits and communicate your needs. This doesn't mean pushing people away. It means protecting your well-being so you can show up fully for yourself and your loved ones. 5. Practice self-care. While leaning on your support system is vital, remember that you are also responsible for taking care of yourself. Make time for things that nourish your soul, whether it's reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or indulging in a hot bath with some essential oils. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Okay, let's talk about this real life. Picture this. Your best friend just went through a nasty breakup. They're heartbroken, feeling lost and overwhelmed. You know they need support, but you also have your own stuff going on. Maybe you're juggling work deadlines, family responsibilities, and trying to keep up with your social life. How do you balance being there for them while taking care of yourself? Well, first off, acknowledge that it's okay to feel a bit overwhelmed. It's natural to want to help, but remember that you can't pour from an empty cup. Talk to your friend and let them know you're there for them, even if you can't always be fully available. Maybe you can offer to listen without judgment, cook them a meal, or simply hang out and watch a cheesy movie together. Also, don't hesitate to set boundaries. It's okay to say things like, "I'm here for you, but I also have some commitments right now," or, "Let's get together on Friday evening. That works for me." Remember, it's not about saying no, it's about prioritizing both their needs and yours. So, remember those key takeaways. Acknowledge your struggle, seek out your tribe, communicate openly and honestly, set healthy boundaries, and practice self-care. These are your weapons against the storm, your tools for healing and growth. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little extra support right now. You could be the lifeline that makes all the difference in their world. Keep shining bright, my friends. Catch you on the next episode of Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.